Welcome to Side B, recall, analyze, and debrief.
Our theme for this season is conversations that need to be had, recalling our past and analyzing our present to rectify our future.
Side B contains the third and last section of our show, the subway.
On this side of the episode, we speculate on the subject matter that was randomly selected as our dose of the day.
Then we review the topic that we speculated on by carrying it through our version of New York City's subway system. The New York Dose is a speculation-based topical podcast providing millennial conversations around hip-hop culture, current events, and a dose of the New York City lifestyle.
This show is comprised of two sides, three sections, and smaller segments that populate each section. The main sections are Empire State of Mind, Times Square, and The Subway.
While listening to us, use the hashtag TNYD or mention us at the New York Dose so we can converse with you.
You can have your questions, comments, and concerns be a part of our episodes by leaving us Dose mail. Just head to our Instagram on Tuesdays to see what the upcoming topic of the week is.
Then call or text us at 520-815-6670 to leave a voicemail or a text message to have it air on the following episode.
Now that's the Dose.
Please leave your name and phone number after the beep.
Hey, guys.
I just want to say something out there.
I'm a fan of the New York Dome.
Yeah, y'all already know. What? I'm a skeleton. Fuck out of here. Let's go.
What's good? What's good, everybody? What's good?
What's good, everybody? What's good?
What's good, everybody? What's good?
What's good, everybody? Hey. Hey, what's good, everybody?
So we got to go into this next subject because this Tito's is kicking in and I don't think I'll be able to handle it from the rest of...
I told you takeover.
Yeah, she told me, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I got to do the takeover shit and I'm drinking the Tito's. First I'm spilling it and then I'm drinking it. But the next segment is the Subway segment. Mm-hmm. This segment is the section that correlates with a few of the train lines that we have in New York City MTA subway system. Hi. Finally addressing the dose of the day. First, we try to recall how things involving the topic were handled in the past. Next, we analyze how it's going down today. Then we ride the rest of the subway before debriefing at last and figuring out possibly the little solution on how to make things better either in our personal lives or in the world.
Yeah.
So what's the hold up, we gotta go with the dose of the, I like this vibe too. This is my fucking type of vibe too. I'll be on my you know, my little rowdy rugged shit, but I'll be ready to, you know, but
he's like,
this,
rah!
You know,
get.
Yeah, you feel me? But this the dose of the day is R&B vibes.
This is why I brought you.
You feel me?
It
works out.
I know. You
why not?
With this
and
vibe.
Then why not? And we got my man Rashawn over here. We got Rashawn. Why not have, you know what I'm saying? A dude that spits that language. That lingo, I understand it, but I don't, you know, I don't spit it. It's a difference. And as I whoa.
As you
whoa. I love it. This is like, honestly, like, D, which is, you guys know DJ Essential for my co-host. He was just like, what the fuck is R&B vibes? Because, you know, we put in our topics, we do like our shit. So he was like, what the fuck is that? And I was like, excuse me.
Damn, he addressed it like that?
Not because...
What the fuck is R&B?
If you like know Derek, rap. You know how he is. But he didn't mean it in like a mean way. But he was just, because you know our season, this season is more about like more topical podcasts. But I've been, I'm a R&B enthusiast. Yo. I'm an R&B head. I'm everything R&B. Like it's just, I use R&B for everything. So I just been dying to do an episode like this. And I'm so happy you guys are here for that. Because I have the perfect guest for
Thank you.
But R&B vibe. So we're going to jump into Rashawn. Like, I just want to know more about you. Because, you know, I knew you're from Buff State. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Buff State.
Buff State.
Rough Buff.
Rough
okay.
Buff.
Hey, Rough
I be
buff.
Hearing about Rough Buff, but I ain't no buff nigga, but it's cool.
You have to go do a party up there because, you know, we lit up there.
Buff State was an OD party school.
No, it was. My mom, at first, she didn't understand. Like, I went to, like, you know, shout out to EOP. You know, that's
Shout out EOP.
Shout out to EOP.
For making these loans possible.
Exactly. If y'all don't know, it's Educational Opportunity Program, and it's for low-income families, and, you know, you're able to go to college, and they give you, you know, loans and stuff.
That's fire. I mean,
you know, to able to pursue that. But once I went on the EOP trip, I was like, okay, Buffalo, I guess it's for me. Mm-hmm. But I would see Rashawn, like, it's crazy because I would see you, like, you were very quiet. I mean, I was quiet too, you know. So I would just always see you like on campus, but we never spoke.
In roots.
Yeah, we never spoke or nothing until like Instagram, you know, started becoming more popular and I started following you. And I was like, okay, he's out here. And my friend.
See, I say the same thing about you. I'm like, is she quiet? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, exactly. She fucking turned up.
And I don't know if you know my friend Taisha, because she knew you from, because you guys were the same major. I switched my major like three different times. But she was just like, yeah, Rashawn was like in my group because of she.
One of our major classes.
Yeah. She was in communications and all. I mean, I was in communication, but I was more dance after my junior year and all that stuff. So I started seeing you, like, you know, you were editing videos. I saw you like working for Complex, and now you're with Oprah Magazine, which is amazing. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So it's like I'm seeing you like being like this behind the scene guys who just suddenly like in the spotlight, and like I'm like, oh, into shit, music, like he's fucking out here, like he's going for it. And that's why I was like, he needs to be here.
It's like trying to do
there we go. Look at him reminiscing. Having moments.
No, yeah, because it's like it's, and that's what I love about like what we were talking about earlier of like, you know, just connecting with people and all that stuff, because you never know like where you're gonna lead into. Because I never thought like Rashawn would be here like in front of me. Like, this is somebody I would see on campus just like going to his class, and you know, we pass each other, like sometimes we'll say hi, but not really, because we didn't know each other.
Yeah,
you
we
know?
Didn't like know each other
exactly.
But like
New York Dose, bringing people together.
You as a person, I always got like a good energy, good vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't think we ever was like forced in like an actual introduction.
It just never happened.
It was always like, oh, every time I see her, good vibe, good energy. Always, right. She always smiling.
She all right.
She all right.
She all right or whatever. It's all good.
Yeah. So I'm just like, when I saw you like break out into your artist field, I was just like, yes. Yes, and especially like it being good shit. Like I was like, I'm.
I appreciate.
Like it, you know, for it's always weird because it's like, you know, I don't know you, but I always appreciate art, like, you know, and all that stuff. So it's just like, yo, like I felt like proud of you, like, you know. Yeah. So it just felt weird.
And you've always shouted me out, like you've never felt uncomfortable to be like, even though we don't have like a personal connection, you've always been like, oh, good shit, or like this is dope.
Yeah, you know, because so, I generally felt that, of course.
People don't do that. People don't like. If people's like, oh, I know of this person, but we don't know each other like
exactly.
that. It's like, they don't want to give you props, but shout out to you for doing that, because it's like, that's how we got here.
Yes.
Good energy, good
so
vibes.
So let's start a little bit about like how you got into.
How I got into it.
Yes.
I would say from being younger, I've always been, it's always been like two sides of it, which are like the two sides that I kind of juggle right now. Just like watching TV and watching movies, I've always been super intrigued on, how do they do this? How do they do these special effects? Or what goes on behind the scenes? How do these different cuts happen?
Right.
So that's always been like a curious thing as a kid. And then also dancing and music has always been like a thing. Like I've always instantly been attracted to the artists who dance, who are like more of like entertainers, which have like just always just sat with me, you know what I'm saying? So that kind of sparked my interest into music and dance. Then I think I got to like middle school and I was always like writing songs. And then I guess even like
writing songs. What were you writing about in middle school?
I was
That's all I'm about to say. You writing letters and shit.
It would be like, I don't know. It would just be like anything. Like I would honestly like write a verse and like I wouldn't think anything of it. Even whether it was like something that I was like actually going through bad, or just if it was something like a lighter tone of like me liking somebody, having a crush on somebody, or just even being like comedic or whatever.
Right.
Just writing, and I didn't realize that it was gonna even be anything. But even earlier than that, like I used to sing in like the church choir when I was younger.
Yes.
And, I think like, I can't even give a full story on it, cause I think actually like now that I'm in music, I start looking back at things and I'm just like, oh shit, I didn't realize that I was like this involved into music. You know what I'm saying? So I think, a lot of people, like the closest people around me, didn't know that I was like even interested in music or singing or songwriting. So honestly, to everybody around me, it's more of like a big surprise.
So it was a big surprise to me too, because I always seen you like.
You used to always see me with my right hand knuckles. He did music, and it's so crazy because he all this time is like he would always come to me for like my advice in music because he trusted me, and at one point he wanted me to like manage him and stuff because like logistically like I'm good with that stuff too, but he never knew I was into music just because I just never shared that with anybody.
It literally
and I never had the confidence for it either. Yeah.
As a pop, like
that's dope.
But I think when I first got like my first song done. I went to like my family in Atlanta, and I was expecting them to be like, "Oh shit, like you do music," like the same like reaction that I got from like my friends.
Right.
And it was like, they were like, "Oh, I'm not surprised." You know what I'm saying? Like they was proud of me for it, but like they weren't surprised. It's like, "Oh, well, you used to always do this as a kid. Like you used to always." So they was like, "You was always into music," and it never like really hit me.
Isn't a shock to
me. You know what I'm saying? It's not a shock to them. Like it makes sense for them. So then I started like always going back, and then realizing like, "Oh shit, I was in choir." Or I played trumpet for like 2 years.
Connecting
or I was
the dots.
In, you know what I'm saying? I was in another choir like later on for like another 2 or 3 years. So in high school, trying to make beats, in high school, writing songs. So I've always been into music into some type of way.
Right.
I think when high school came, it was more of a thing of like, I'm from like this small city. I do want to work in entertainment, and it was more of like, what's realistic right now?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how I got into like video. It's like, oh, I can go to college. I can go to school for video and media. My ultimate goal was to be a music video director. So I went to school and that was like my main goal. So it was like, I didn't have the confidence to like, even like say, oh, I want to sing, you know what I'm saying? Write or whatever. So it was like, oh, I still want to be close to music. So I want to direct music videos. I always have a vision.
Some Hype Williams shit.
Yeah. I'm like, every time I hear a song, I'm always like
thinking
visualizing
of the visuals,
a music video today,
just like me. I do the same shit.
Yes, me too.
I do the same shit.
Me too. That's what I'm
yo,
like.
Yo, everything. Like I hear something like, nah, they should have did this.
I'm like that too, bro. It's it's really.
So yeah, just always having that vision. Once I got to college, going into my senior year, I was lucky enough to land 2 internships with. One with MTV and then one with BET, which is like dope because that's like,
and that's amazing.
That's like 2
especially,
of these channels.
That's the barrier. Yeah, that's two
especially
of the.
Especially being someone that's like not in the city, you know,
that
like
was,
it's a big.
That was a huge thing for me. I'm not
Niagara
here.
Falls.
I'm born and raised in Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls.
Yes.
For me, honestly, going
he was
to Buck
raised
State,
under the water. Under the water. He was raised in Atlantis.
Y'all can swim
in and the location. Was in Niagara Falls.
No, but it's that's real, real shit.
But hold up, here's a better question for you. What? And again, you can answer this how you feel, you know, because it's a kind of a two-sided question. What did you feel? What do you find? What did you find difficult in this field right now? And what made you want to stay doing it, even though you see how hard
it is?
Yeah. What made you just want to keep it going?
I think no matter how successful I am from it, I think I'll love it. I think the best part of success is now, like being super undiscovered, but still getting feedback from genuine people that I fuck with. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
I think a lot of the closest people around me who... Where I'm a very, like, I kind of say what I want around the people that I fuck with, you know what I'm saying? And we're all kind of like that. Like, we all say what we want, like, literally, like, what comes to our mind, you know what I'm saying? Whether, like, we fuck with you or not, like, I'm going to tell you something that's, like, I'm going to tell you about yourself.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And it's not
need
to, like,
know.
Be a dickhead,
it's
but
Gemini
it's like, I'm going to tell you, but also...
I actually do that, too. I express that about a few people. Like, I let them kind of show their ass a little bit, and I'm like... Hey, bro, you need to kind of slow down with, you know, like.
You can respect it. Or the other side is like, me and most of my friends, like, all we do is cut ass all day.
Right, right.
So
and if
you
can,
we're going to cut your ass.
We're going to cut ass,
I'm like the main one who's always starting. So I think for me, who even like the people who like when I first see them, it's just like go time one cutting ass. Like, oh, fuck out of here. You got your, you know what I'm saying?
That's how I am even, with DJ, my co-host. We was like, excuse me.
Crazy.
I think seeing those people. Like, literally talk to me, like, about my music. Like, yo, like, deadass. Like, I know we joke a lot. But, like, yo, you really doing your thing with music. And I think hearing stuff like that is more successful than I think the world kind of it being successful to the world, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's like the most genuine part. So I think for me, even if it was like to never go anything past what it is now, I think I'm creating shit that I actually love and like, and that is genuine.
Yes.
And people are receiving it well. So I think that's like the dopest part of it. But I think the hardest part of it is, I think, self-motivation. I think as an artist, you kind of have to, you have to start from a place to where you are your own motivation, you're your own manager, you're your own everything before people really believe in you. And I think to hold that motivation to stay consistent and still put out music and still be like passionate about it and confident about it, I think that's the hardest part, is staying motivated. And as I have like I got into like a couple of vocal classes over like the past couple of years, and just being around so many artists, people that I think is like, oh shit, this person is dope, they definitely gonna make it, to see people like them where I look at them like that, and they have these slumps where they like, damn, I just been mad, I'm like unmotivated lately. I'm just like, nigga, how? Like, you mad talented, all your shit is fire, you know. But as artists, like, we all get that self-doubt, and so yeah, I think the hardest part is honestly just self-motivation.
Just keeping just it.
To be able to like keep going, get knocked down, and
keeping it moving. Fearless about it. You got to, man, because this is what you have. This is all you have.
Mm-hmm. So. And I think, as like a creative looking in, and especially like just like our history, even though we were never connected, but I'm always like, I people observe, not to be weird, whatever, yeah, but no, I always observe, like that. You know, like I always observed, you
see shit.
And of course you see shit. And I was just like, he played it really, like, I feel like you, even like from an outsider looking in, you can disagree or whatever, you can tell me, but I was just like, cause like I was saying, like your music came out of nowhere, you know, like it just popped, and I was like, you know what, I feel like a lot of people are doing this where it's just like, I mean, of course video editing, like being an editor and all that stuff is your passion too, but like where it's just like you have to know how to do everything now, like
you have to,
as an artist, you know, or as a creative, like I was telling you, I have to teach myself how to edit because I don't want to depend on editors, you know, and all that stuff. And I was just like, I'm not gonna lie, I was like, I wonder if he had a plan, you know, where it was just like,
that was actually my next
like
question.
I dead ass like was thinking, like to be real, like I was like, I wonder if this was just a like. Not just like, the plan,
yo,
but like,
was this his plan to just stay calm all this time?
Because like being an artist is being vulnerable, you know, and it's like you are very reserved from what I get, you know, reserved person, whatever, and all that stuff. So it's just like, I wonder like if that was like the plan, like, you know, I'm gonna learn this because your last video, Cruel Intentions, like you I saw that you edited, I mean your girl shot it, but I saw that you edited and I was like, you know, like, that makes fucking sense. Like,
shout out to that. Keeping it in the family, too. Shout out to that.
Exactly. Like, using your resources. Like, it's key.
And I taught her on the spot because, like, she.
I know. I saw your post and I was like, yes.
Yeah, that's fire.
She didn't know how to shoot. And I'm just like, yo, I already got this song scheduled to drop Friday. It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's 30 degrees outside.
We gotta make this happen.
And you did it in Domino Park. That shit is lit. That's, we nice.
And it worked that it was cold because nobody was out there because people are always out there in the summer.
No, it was crisp.
Now it wasn't a plan. I think for me it was always something that I realized that I loved, and I feel like as my career in like TV and videography kind of was like going up, it was like I was always challenging myself to get to these places. Like, I've worked for all these companies that it was, like, a dream to work for. Working for, like, BET, MTV, Complex. And you get to these places, and it's just like, damn, like, you start setting new goals. And
you
meet
the artists. Yeah. Like, you know?
And I think that was it. I think, it was before then where I was, like, I got into it. But I think working at Complex, I worked for Complex Hustle, and we would always, our interviews and content was always based around, yo, how did you get to where you are?
Right.
What motivated you? What steps did you take? And I think just like working with a lot of these like dope ass artists, entertainers.
I saw that Big Sean one
you did. Yeah, and it's just like all these people, like, they're explaining how they got to where they are, and it's just like a lot of the ingredients are the same, honestly. Mm-hmm. It's like believing in yourself, being consistent. It's like talent is like a small percentage of it, but hard work is so much of it.
Right.
And when you keep hearing this shit from like artists that people you listen to on a regular, it's just like, yo, I literally think the same way. It's like, I'm listening to y'all talk and I can like relate, you know what I'm saying? I would be talking in the same way, but on like a smaller scale. So I think that was like super motivational for me. But I think it was just really just being at a point where it's just like, okay, I already work to like a certain way to where I feel like my career in this lane is going to keep moving forward. It's just like, if I could do that for this, why can't I do it for like
for you.
Something else? For what's my number one? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Music has always been my number one. And even with video, I've always been trying to stay close to music. So then that was just like, yo, I've done all this shit that I've like literally in high school was just like, yo, I just want to work for like this company one day. And it's just like, yo, I'm doing it. And then it's just like, oh, what's my next journey? And it's just like being able to get into these companies and work with like dope ass people. So it's just more of like, also the thing of like somebody at Complex told me, it's like, yo, at the end of the day, it's dope that you want to be here, but at the end of the day, you still got to have your own dream. At the end of the day, yo, you working to support somebody else's dream. And I think that also stuck with me well, too, to be like, oh, let me go invest in myself and really do my own thing. And I've always been a person where if I say I'm going to do something, a lot of people around me be like, oh, like, they hold me to it, you know what I'm saying? So I think I started, even before I was confident, I started telling people I was going to do music before anybody heard me sing or do anything. A lot of close people around me was like, oh, do it, you're gonna be good. And and for me, that was like, yo, you've never heard anything from me, and you being mad supportive of like, yo, you're gonna be good, like, you know what I'm saying?
Imagine so, people that you don't know, like,
so that's why I think even being in this position of still being somebody who's growing and learning and trying to find my way in this lane, I'm always pushing that on other people, like, yo, try it. Just try it. Try your best. Give it your best shot. If you think you want to do it, try it. Like, you never know until you fell at it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
No, yeah. And I think when I was talking about that, the plan and, like, you know, not necessarily where I felt like you were strategic. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I'm going to work in this place. Because not like that, but I feel like I kind of, you know, because I interview a lot of artists, too, and they say that a lot where it's just like, I think it's smart to do that, like, to fucking know how to do, like, your videos and all that stuff. Because, one, like, I mean, getting signed to a label is just becoming, like, the norm, too. And it's also, like, I think independent is the wave because, I mean, for me as a consumer and all that stuff and someone who loves music is, like, I respect it more if it's just all you, because I know that feeling of it being all you. So it's just,
it's
like,
crazy. I have mixed feelings about that now. The independent versus being on a label.
Yeah,
it's weird because like it's always like a be independent, do it yourself. But I think as I do it myself, I'm just like, I don't have the proper team that I need. I don't have the certain people that's just as dedicated as me,
you are,
attached
yeah.
to me and what I'm trying to do. To have or find like a dope ass manager that's just as passionate, but that's still like by my hip. So I get the label thing because they can also still provide certain resources. I just think that if you do go to a label, it gotta make sense though. And I think that's the thing where people go to labels and they kind of give up so much control to where it's just like, yo, you can't put out music when you want to, versus like I think like an A Boogie where he went to a label a certain way. You know what I'm saying? He's partnership with Atlantic. So he can kind of do, he has a huge hand in like, a huge say in like what he want to do as far as like with his career and stuff.
And
like
what
that.
What he has getting back to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know
versus
what I mean?
Like, so. I think like a Lil Uzi, I think he's kind of like stuck in doing what he want
to
do.
Yeah, he's trying to get out of it, but we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
Your song, Cruel Intentions?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
Cruel Intentions.
And I asked that to stem into something else, but where'd that come from?
Cruel Intentions is just the idea of, say if you get in a mold where it's like, yo, you fucking with a girl and it's just like, she's like, nah, you fuck with mad bitches. Or like she's already like, she's already, like,
you already heard before. I didn't meet a guy. Just me, whatever. I did meet a guy and he's fucking handsome and just like, and
yo, handsome is a way.
You too smooth. Fuck
hold on, hold on.
You're
like, let me shut this down.
Like, even though like I'm very like, you know, there's always, I give perspectives.
Calling somebody
like,
handsome is a way of calling somebody half ugly. I'm gonna tell you that right now. If somebody calls you handsome, you call them half ugly. They have good features in clothes, in certain clothes.
Okay, because if you're handsome,
but you
kind of
ugly, my nigga. You halfway ugly. Like you do certain things that are like, okay, you get away with that. You're handsome. That's my definition of handsome. Continue. I'm sorry. So when you say handsome, I'm like, oh, okay, this nigga's half ugly.
He's fine.
Watch your mouth.
He's fine. He's fine. He's fine.
That's this nigga in here.
As like, soon as I mean fine guys, I'm automatically thinking like
sucker for love.
Like because you have mad bitches,
you've been in a situation where you've dealt with that same situation, and that's what the song is about.
That's what the song is about.
You're in a situationship. You're in a relationship, and it's a person who's kind of scarred by something that happened before you, but it kind of gets.
It bleeds, you know,
some of that energy bleeds in, into the situation.
So a lot of what's going on with R&B now, it's some of it. I mean,
it's
even
about
with the
fucking,
it's just about some of it is being oversaturated as fucking, and some of it is just like, motherfucker, I don't think you went through that. Like, I feel like you just talking about it, you know what I mean. So like when it comes to that, it's like I feel like R&B is on like a slow. Kind of deep. Do you think R&B is like dying or is it dead?
I think as of second half of last year, it's definitely, I feel like it's coming back. And I think it's, and I have some of these like same debates with some of like my close friends and shit, but I think it depends on who you direct your energy to. Like, I feel like some people would be like, oh, R&B is dead. These niggas is taking over. Mm-hmm. This person, you see this person. But I'm like, there's also like, well, her is fucking killing it. Mm-hmm.
She fucking won that Grammy.
What's like new artists? Right? It's just like Daniel Caesar, new artist, Summer Walker. I don't know if y'all heard of Lucky Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Lucky Day. Mm-hmm. But I think there's so many art. Like, I mean, I'm always fishing for that shit too. So it's just like, it's just so many. But I think it depends on like how you look at it. But I think it definitely was. A couple years it was like
it was dead.
What's going on? And I think it kind of transformed into something to where I feel like it got too fused with hip hop.
Yes, it's lost. Yeah. It's it's lost. It's like it's lost in translation now. Like I said,
like nobody wants to like say I love you anymore.
A Mary J. Blige or Faith Evans or Mariah Carey,
a Carl Thomas.
Yeah. Like. I feel like
still
even
yeah.
We lose a lot of that, and a lot of people now. Even I see what's Jacquez.
That's when you're trying to be shady. You're like
he been. No, not even.
Jacquez.
I really don't know how to pronounce his name. I wasn't trying to be Jacquez. Fucking whatever the fuck his name is. It's the Tito's kicking in. The fuck? Jacquees, yes. He's prime example. Like, even him, he ran down on, not Babyface. Who was it?
Donald Jones produced a lot of his shit in his album.
Right, but.
And I love that album.
I can't think of his name right. Fuck, I cannot
think
of his name.
Wait,
right
what are you saying?
McKnight, not fucking, Wasn't Johnny Gill. It was after a show. Was it Johnny Gill? No, it wasn't Johnny Gill. It was after a show. I can't think of his name. Was it Johnny?
What are you saying?
Well, anyway, it was old school artist, and he basically like ran down on him like on some, oh, I'm the king of R&B, blase. It's like, slow down. Yeah, like, whoa. Yeah, slow down, bro. Like, you know, you coming at, I cannot think off the top of my head who the hell he ran down on, but
I remember seeing like the headline.
It was and then you could see in his face where it was like, he was like, what? Like, what are you talking about?
No, I'm a huge Jacquees fan. You know, I love all his covers, and I love that 4275 album that he put out. Really dope. But when he came out with the King of R&B shit, I was like, my man's like, just be a little bit more humble and all that stuff. Like, I understand, you know, the media and the trolling shit, like he was probably like playing on it, and you know, and it worked for him, you know, like you guys said, bad publicity was good publicity no matter what. So but I was just like, ooh, chill on that.
I think that's true, because a lot more people know who he is just Just from that alone.
Just from that, right. Yeah.
But also, that scope is under you now. Anything you thought, it got to be fire.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like, got to be
king of R&B level. Like, you got to even you, afford
it, that
to
shit got to slap. It's got to slap. Yeah. Like, it was different feeling behind.
I mean, this should be slapping for me, though. Like,
I mean, no, that and, yeah. You know, to some it does, but it has to resonate, like, through time. You know what I'm saying? For you to say you're exactly, the king of time. Something.
Yeah.
Like, music that's been, you like I said, the ones that I meant, the ones that I mentioned, Johnny Gill, a Donnell Jones, like you yes. said, a fucking, you know, Brian McKnight.
Genuine.
Like, those, like, their records are timeless.
Mm-hmm. It's yeah.
Like, they have records yeah. that are, like, you can play right now, and they're slap.
In a room, the knees get weak.
Yeah, and they'll, yes! and they'll slap. And if you
or
don't
you
know
that
them.
You drink in your hand, and yeah. you just, like, your eyes are closed.
Or you just
and
look at the DJ, like.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, you playing that? Ooh, you like the ugly face, like, ooh.
He didn't even tell you. You
yeah, like, you, like, if you, like, got a record like that, and you got something. Not that I'm saying that he's not capable of it. Not that I'm saying that he's, you know, I'm shitting on him in yeah. any way.
Right.
But for you to have that title that you say, oh, I'm the king of R&B now. It's like, why?
He said of this generation.
I don't believe that. I do not believe
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't believe
you gotta give me more, bro.
You gotta exactly.
You gotta
give me more, bro.
And I think females is probably more killing it in R&B now more than guys, but I ain't giving it to nobody. The closest person I would get it is Chris Brown.
He took the words out of my mouth, bro.
But Chris Brown right now, I think of him as a pop superstar. Right now, I don't think of him as an R&B. You know, that first album, Your Man Ain't Me.
What did I just say?
Song.
And now what did I just say? That's almost a timeless record.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? For you, that can slap anywhere. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, think of that whole album. That whole first album.
Yo, that fucking first album.
Poppin'. You. What else?
He's slipping. Ooh, Rashad, you do a cover to that.
I mean, you. Yo, I say you.
Which one?
I want you to see. Man ain't me, because he ain't fly. He don't even try. Yeah, that was a record. Yeah, bro.
Yo.
A record.
But now I consider Chris Brown a pop star. You know, like, I consider him almost close to getting to that level of Michael Jackson level. You know?
He ain't gonna make it to that level.
No one can ever get to that level. But, you know, like,
I think he's such an overall artist that it's hard to say.
It's
that.
Overall,
but
like,
R&B.
I think even if you take just all his R&B catalog,
right?
I still give him King of R&B just off of that.
But I think his catalog.
The pop stuff can
of, like, our lines.
Of our generation. Yeah. But then again, you got to remember, you got Usher still. Like, Usher's still around.
Yeah, Usher. Like, yeah,
you got, like, but even that Chris Brown, that first album, yo, slapped. Head to toe, slapped.
But every album, he give you a just few joints.
He give you joints.
That's the thing with Chris Brown, you always get an R&B banger every time.
Every album. I'm going to let you down.
You get some shit that's going to go on your playlist.
That's going to, yeah, bro. Like,
every album, at least.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, you got to give us records like that. That's gotta last.
But I think with Jacquees, I think it's a thing of, like,
I've been calling this nigga Jacquez.
I'm telling you, that shit had me dying.
I swear.
A hit song, like, on the Billboard charts. Like,
he's just been doing covers.
So it's like, even like,
you're a mixtape artist.
Opinion based, it's like, you're not as known yet, but it's like also on the charts, you haven't had a hit. Whereas most of these R&B dudes have had those hits, and they still can't even say.
Then
I'm the king
came.
Of R&B, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you haven't even reached a certain level, and I think it's just very premature. But he's also young, too. So,
he's a young, yeah, that's what I was saying, too. But like I said,
and you know, social media, like, hypes you up and all that.
And I will say, I don't think his intentions in saying that was, like, to be disrespectful, because he does seem like a very humble nigga. But
yeah, it was the way that he did it that made me be like, yo, bro, chill.
Yeah, because for niggas who don't know you, it's just like that's their introduction of you, you know what I'm saying? So. I get what he tried to do, but yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I think that comes into, like, how can... Okay, so we agreed, like, it was kind of dead for a little bit, but we do also agree that it's coming. And I do agree, like, it's coming back, especially, like, with Jacquees. Like, he's putting out that album that he's using old R&B heads, like Donald Jones produced some of his shit, you know, and, like...
Keith Sweat. It was Keith Sweat that he ran down on.
Oh, Keith Sweat. Yeah, okay, that's Keith Sweat. A. That's
it, was after, it was after
he's
the show.
He's a king, yeah. too. He's was a Keith fucking
Sweat,
king.
But it's like, again, Keith Sweat.
Yeah, like, my man. Yeah, like, really.
Come on.
So it's like, there are like trying. And I felt like for a moment, like even before like Jacquees came out this with this album, there was a moment where I did feel like R&B was dead and I was just listening to the throwbacks all the time. Until I started seeing like these new artists coming in and they're using influences or taking like little sounds from old throwbacks and putting them into their sound. So do you think that R&B can be mainstream again? Like I feel like we're getting a little closer to it. But it's still not, like, because you got to think of the 106 and Park.
I mean, Boot Up was huge.
I mean, but I don't.
You don't care.
Ella May and me, like, I heard her Oh Ho Ho album, and there's some songs in there that does slap. But I don't know. It's like, you know, it's like that
DJ Mustard Cali production, I feel like.
I think maybe it is where I'm like. Just like, I don't consider her full R&B. I feel like most of the time, like she's singing, but she's not singing, you know,
so
like.
Here's my
so
thing
it's that soul
her.
That you want.
I love R&B soul. I guess that's what it is.
Here's
yeah.
my thing that I have on that. And that actually, I actually had a conversation with one of my boys about it to where I felt bad for her because. Boot Up is a record. That was such a...
And shout out to my girl, Joelle James, because I've been following her on YouTube since before everything, and she had got signed to Chris Brown or whatever, and she finally got her hit.
Let's get it.
Okay?
You heard?
And it's amazing that she... I mean, even though the song is kind of like simple, but it's still a bop,
it gets to,
you know?
It gets to the point.
And I was just so proud of her. But
so
anyway...
When it comes to... So like when it came to that, it was like, that was a record. That was like a fucking... Everybody,
I mean, as a DJ,
what?
Like,
I can play that anywhere.
You can see reactions
anywhere from kids to all the way to 40-year-old to Alicia Keys singing that shit in the fucking Grammys, bro.
Yeah, that's a classic song,
bro. That's a joint.
It's gonna hit.
But
20 years
now,
that shit don't hit my soul.
Now
though.
Listen to this.
It don't.
Now here's
that,
this.
Like,
yeah.
Here's this though. Now you got to follow up. That's where I was like, damn. Is she going to be able to follow up with this?
Right.
And then she dropped, what came after Boot Up? Not after Boot Up, it was Trippin'.
Trippin'.
Right. Trippin' was a joint. Trippin's a bop. Trippin's definitely.
It was a bop for me because that crazy remixed it.
But it didn't slap because of what Boot Up did. Mm-hmm. And that's where it was like, fuck.
Yo, for
you
me,
know what I mean?
For me, Tripp, I like Ella May's Tripp over Jacquees. And I think,
what?
And I think what it is for
no,
me.
No,
I think
no.
I
all
think
he
when
did
the
was
song,
remix the. All he did
no,
was sing
no, no,
the
no.
song in a guy's point of view.
Well, no, Jacquees does
vocals.
Have a,
he has
a,
the
he
vocals.
Has a dope
yeah.
tone. He has a dope tone.
He has a dope tone. But when it like
but
I
live,
said,
he's not good live.
When it came to when it comes to that, it's wow. more of like what he's doing. It's like I need original content from you. I like we need original and that's what it is. Like you don't
4275. Listen to that.
I gotta hear it because the way that you know I've you know got to know him was through that.
Right.
Like you know what I mean. Like and it's you know even like I said with
so
a Chris
how
Brown
can we
and Trey Songz.
R&B. Do you think that R&B is gonna be mainstream? Like again going back to 106 and Park days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it was like. Peaches and Cream was on top 10, you know, like fucking like Foolish was number one for mad fucking weeks, you know, like where it was like these things made it on
the
charts.
I think it's possible. I think it is now. It just doesn't resonate the same with the generation that we have now. That's really
true.
What it is. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't like really slap as hard because we don't have a solid 106 in Park no more. We don't have a TRL that people are paying attention to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
Shade Room would literally have to do a top 10 countdown in order
no,
for niggas to
live.
Be that into.
You know what I'm saying? Like Shade Room would have to like
don't
really.
Don't steal my fucking idea either.
Yeah, just like TM that. You know what I'm saying? TM that real quick.
But I don't know if you follow, I know Q, you know Crystal Ann Rod.
Crystal Ann Rod?
Yeah,
that's
I know her.
Shout out to Chris,
yeah.
What's up?
But she's been doing like Insta stories of like, you know, here are the top 10, you know, like
trending videos,
you know, and it's going back to like the old days of like MTV. And I love following her for that because I get that
a VJ,
yeah,
in
like
a
VJ, like she does that like in her Insta stories and it's so hilarious, but it's so good because it gives me that nostalgic feeling. And it's just like, What if we brought that back? But it wouldn't. I don't think it would be the same.
It wouldn't resonate the same.
I feel like they tried that with like TRL.
When they revived it, but it didn't work out.
I feel like it just didn't happen the way they wanted it to, because I feel like they was also trying to create a network and a digital presence. I mean, I didn't keep up with it enough to even know. Mm-hmm. But I know it's definitely like attempted. But I think it's R&B. I don't know if it will be mainstream, but I don't even think I want it to be mainstream, because I feel like I see, because right now hip hop is mainstream now,
right?
Which is crazy to say, right. Coming from like where just music came from in general. But hip hop is mainstream, and I feel like because it's mainstream, it's also being abused like a motherfucker. So, right. I don't want to see niggas just hopping in R&B the way niggas is hopping in hip hop, just like on some wake up type shit. And I want it to still be more of a feeling rather than a trend. So,
right. And that's what I was saying.
I don't even care if it becomes mainstream or not.
It's not about even being a trend for me. It's just like I wanted to get that recognition, because
recognition,
what I'm saying,
yeah.
Like I'm so into it and I'm so like it does so much for me, where it's just like I feel like it should get that recognition. Mm-hmm. You know,
like, nah, niggas gotta feel this.
Not
like,
exactly.
I feel
like
this.
How you don't feel this? Yeah. Like, you know, I'm just like in that level where it's just like. I'm just like, I don't understand, like, why? Like, why is it not? Like, it's not that I'm saying, like, it should be, and, you know, and all this stuff. But it's just like, why doesn't it get that respect?
I think for our generation, it is respected. I wouldn't even say generation, because I feel like a lot of our generation is still connected with niggas who are in a different mindset or whatever. But I think a lot of people, like, our age appreciates R&B to a certain level, but I think a lot of people maybe like 5, 6, 7 years younger than us. It's easier, because a lot of shit with the hard hitting beats is like, it's easy to just bop to. It's like you out to it, you drink into it, you pregame. Like, I feel like it goes more with the lifestyle.
It goes hand in hand with the lifestyle, like, what's going on. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do think it's a generation thing, because it's like we grew up on that. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just like, I guess so. It's like, how can you force your generation to love it when they don't know?
You can't.
You really can't.
You just got to educate.
That's why
the best
we need DJs like you.
I mean, I'm trying, bro. I'm trying to make this shit happen. I'm going to bring R&B back, man. Yeah. Fuck that.
Exactly.
Got to bring it back,
but
man.
I was going to ask.
What you talking about?
I was going to ask you, Q, like, you know, because you are you out here in New York and you're like DJing all the, and you have a mixed crowd. So how is it like when you prep? When you play You Got It Bad, like, how does your audience receive
that? They receive that because that's a record that, you know, even if you know the young person that really didn't like
grow up on it,
they know that fucking song.
They still know that shit.
Like, you could sing that, and then even if they don't know it, everybody, all the 20 people that's around them, or the, you know. For every one person that doesn't know that song, there's fucking 10 to 15 that will sing it loud and proud every verse.
So you're
not scared
to put R&B in your set?
Hell no. Because I know that depending on the song, like if I was to play Keisha Cole, Love, bro, that would slap. Everybody would sing at the top of their lungs to that song.
I appreciate the DJs that even do that R&B set, because everybody don't. But I feel like I feel like a lot of DJs underestimate what
that little
10-15 minutes of like that straight like R&B, because
for me that's a break.
That's what I say,
I'm very vocal about the shit, so when I'm doing it, it's more of me just being like, what is this fucking dope? It's more of me being like all right, I'm gonna let them sing this song, and I'm gonna be like, if I want to cut it to a next one, I'll go into the second verse, whatever the case may be. But it's records that I'm like, if I play this, it's going to slap anywhere I go.
Yeah, anywhere.
Right. Like I say, I play Keisha Cole Love anywhere. Slapping.
Anything Keisha
Cole. I'll play Poppin' like, Chris
if
Brown.
If you're going to love you the way you should,
right.
Oh,
yeah.
Let it go.
If
that
I play, if I play Chris Brown Poppin', that's going to be a joint that's going to throw you there. It's good. You're going to get that, ooh, I ain't hear that in a while,
that's
but this is a heater.
All ladies going too. Like R&B.
Like, you get into
I wanted a lady, just to let you guys know, I was trying so hard to get a lady, like, point of view, like a female point of view R&B on here, but, you know, they weren't available. But it's because I think it's different, like, for a male R&B and a female
there
R&B.
There is. It's a different. It's like, just more of, like I said, depending on, you know, where it's coming from. Like, again, these artists that are putting out these R&B records, they're putting feeling behind it. Mm-hmm. Like The Weeknd, like Die For You, Bro, ooh. I scream that song because I can feel.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt, you know what I'm saying? What he's saying. He has some joint. Like, but even like the vocals that he put into it. Everything that he's saying.
Her bag real quick. Like,
everything that's going into that song. Like, when he's, I'm like, bro. This is the record.
I ain't gonna like Call Out My Name is like
oh yeah, of course.
That shit is like, I feel like it wasn't appreciated as much as it should have been. I was like, yeah.
But again, that's another joint I can play and it just slaps.
To be like a few albums in and still have a joint like that to where it still hit on
it slaps.
That,
it like, definitely slaps.
I think we just need to keep putting this generation on.
Like, you got to, man.
I mean, I feel
they
like,
got it. They need foundation.
I mean,
bro.
I don't know the exact timeline. I feel like we're still a little bit part of our.
We are. We definitely are.
We are, but mm-hmm. I do feel like we.
But
are,
we're slowly.
We're leaders.
We're
slowly, of it.
Yeah.
We're leaders of mm-hmm. it. Where it's just like, okay, let's keep putting them on. Like, of course, like we're taking in all of the hip hop and R&B mix and all mm-hmm. that stuff. But it's just like. I think it's our responsibility to not let them forget.
Right.
You know,
it
of
was,
the
I
soul,
forget,
of the soul. Of
I forget
what
the
R&B,
artist. I forget, you know, the artist that was on television standing next to DJ Mustard. Who was it? That they were like, oh, like talking about Gladys Knight and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I love Gladys
Knight.
Oh, you
know, you're talking about LMA.
It was LMA, right?
Aretha Franklin. They were like,
Aretha Franklin.
They were like, what's your top?
And she couldn't name a song.
They were like, what's your top Aretha Franklin song?
Couldn't name a song.
Shit.
And it was like... She was like, respect. And then it just got awkward.
After
that. Mustard came in and like mama. Saved it. And it was like.
Because it's like, at that point, it's like, and again, I'm not, you know, I'm not taking discredit in anybody for what they do. But at the same time, it's like, yo, you got to know your roots. You got to know like where this stemmed from. You know, how do you not know about Aretha Franklin? You know what I mean? How do you like not show. Like, you know, some type of interest into it. One person who I actually do respect is an Alicia Keys, is like a Mary J. Because, you know, they'll get these records and whether they'll cover them or sample them, they'll go back into the artist that it's like. And Alicia Keys on the Grammys. She did the like the real quick like little like break that she had. She covered LMA song real fast. But it was like, it was just showing respect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel like that's more of like what gets lost. Yeah. It's not that you should.
Exactly.
It's not that you should like be so much of, oh, I'm obsessed and it's like, nah, not being upset, but just know where it came from. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think with the LMA thing, I think a part of me is like, damn, you'll know three Aretha songs. But I think the other part of it is you can't expect every artist to know a certain amount. Like, I don't think it's a caliber of being like, oh, you're R&B artist, you should know this. But I think you should respect it, and I think you should be open to knowing, like, okay, looking for like you in this lane,
do your homework.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? I can't be mad at somebody for like not knowing it.
You have to.
But don't disrespect it at least. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? Exactly. It's niggas in hip hop like, who is Tupac? You know what I'm saying? Versus like, well, damn, you don't know three Aretha Franklin songs. I would hope the next time somebody asks you that, you'd be like, yo, I'm on mm-hmm. point now because I did my homework and I feel like shit for not knowing this person who has paved the way for me to be even in this lane. But yeah, you always gotta do your homework.
Yeah,
and know
I think
where it came
it's
from.
Like,
and help you creative too.
And I think I was gonna ask you, like, what are your influences? Like,
I feel like when people ask me this, it's literally different every time because it just depends on what comes to mind. 90s R&B, I'll say. I think for me, a lot of mine come from. I grew up around a lot of women, and I think a lot of just
yes,
being
women. Shout out to
Women
History
like,
Month, March, yeah, out here in the motherfucking building.
Just
we
being
out
always
here,
like,
Queens.
Like my sister raised me a lot. Like my sister, mm-hmm. she was like older, and she always like took me everywhere with her. Like she would go to, she was a little mixy or whatever. So mm-hmm. like I would be like the little kid that she just always took everywhere,
yeah.
had me enjoy.
I had
and
little
shit,
brother
but,
and sisters like that.
But,
where I'm just like, this is my little brother
on
with me.
On the car rides, when she fucked with a song, it was on repeat. Like, it was an SWV song on repeat all the time. It was a Mary J. Blige song on repeat all the time. It was a Mariah Carey song mm-hmm. on repeat all the time. So, I think a lot of that comes from, like, my family's taste and just being around it and it just literally just being engraved. But a lot of, like, my sisters and just family members always, I always remember, like, 90s R&B always being just
more
like,
women like Mariah Carey and
women, a lot of women, but I also say like a lot of guy groups. Jagged Edge, Drew Hill. That shit was just always, it was always there. So it's like, that's just for me, that's like a lot of like my beginnings of like what I know. And then I feel like once I got more into that, I went back a little bit, but it's for me, it stems more from like 90s,
right?
90s for sure,
as it should.
90s, okay. Early 2000s. And anytime I get like, anytime I get that feeling of like, damn, R&B is not popping like it should be, mm-hmm. I just go back to that shit. The shit that has high replay value. Fuck it.
All right, cool. So I think we kind of touched base too, like, are things changing now? Because I feel like it was a little dead, but I feel like now, like, artists are like trying to, they're realizing like, okay, we got to
get our shit
pay respect where it's due, you know, and all that stuff. And I think Jacquees kind of sparked that a little bit, like, you know, claimed the R&B, because I feel like all the old heads came on Instagram and was like, excuse me.
Yeah, like, we ain't doing our old
exactly.
head.
Exactly. So I think now, like, they are, like, I mean, Kehlani came out with a project, and that shit has a lot of
her shit was
old
fire,
school,
a lot of 90s, early 2000 vibes.
I mean, that Bruno Mars and Cardi B definitely has, like, some of that influence, but still mixed with the modern day. And I think for me, as, like, an R&B old school 90s head, like, I think the transition of, like, just accepting where it's just, like, it's not going to be exactly like how it was. Yeah. Like,
I think it's making a way.
It's making a way, but you have to accept the fact
small
that
strides.
You know, things are changing. Like, you know, there's new trends. There's all this stuff. So it's like,
even within that, I'll say also with R&B and hip hop, I feel like a lot of samples, a lot of 90s samples is like a lot of R&B samples, period, are starting to like be used in R&B song. I mean, hip hop songs. So I think that's also a piece of it, too, to where it's like, people are getting little pieces, you know what I'm saying? If they ain't know what it was back then, it's like, oh, this person is reintroducing this, whatever. Like, on a 2 Chainz album, he had like a A. Marie, Why Don't We Fall in Love sample, you know what I'm saying?
He did.
So I'm like, it's a joint with Ariana Grande's on it. Song is fire.
Really? Because I know 2 Chainz and Ariana Grande had a little beef because of her new song, 7 Rings.
Oh, you did?
Because she had, like, she was just saying, like, she was referencing 2 Chainz. And then he was just like, you didn't really reference me. But he just was like, whatever.
Oh. Well, yeah, they did the song. And she shouted him out on Instagram. Like, oh, thanks for putting me on this song. Whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, perfect example. Like, they got, like, an early, when did that song come out? Like, early 2000s? But, yeah, R&B sample, A. Marie featuring Ariana Grande. Shit came out fire. But I think a lot of producers and hip hop artists are throwing R&B samples in, so it's like little by little. And I think also a lot of like the considered mumble rappers, I feel like they're trying to also go over into like making content. Like, you see like people like 21 Savage and Offset talking about, oh, I want to make shit that stick, versus like talking about money, cars.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Same shit all the time. So I think it's a slow build. But it's trying to get there.
I think for sure it's gonna get to that. It's just not gonna, I think for me, it's just like, it's not gonna be the same as like my 112 phase. And
it's
like,
never gonna be the same.
My Boys to Men phase.
I think that's not there anymore, man.
It's hard for me.
You're gonna have to
sit
back. Yeah.
It's hard for me to accept. That's a hard one. Because I'm just like, I guess I mean I don't know if it's just the cancer in me, you know.
Oh my god.
Where I'm just like, it's hard for me for change. Change is just hard, you know, sometimes.
Change is gonna happen.
Yeah, I know, and I know that, and I appreciate it, and I respect every artist and all that, but I'm just like, damn, like this song, like that phase, like really moves me, like no matter what, like from then to now, it moves me. So it's just like, damn, like I want them to move it. Like the same way, you know.
It's not gonna be like that, unfortunately.
I know. I mean, even for you, like your, I mean, your type of style, like you're singing, you know, and all that stuff. But it's kind of like
it's still like a rap
also mixed like in a hip hop way. So it's just like that's the time now, you know. Where so, it's just interesting.
Yeah, a part of me like it's also like a it helps for like. Like a song like Cruel Intentions is more upbeat. I think also being a new artist, I think trying to get things placed is also a thing too. So Something like that.
I love that first. Sorry to cut you off, but I love that first thing. I was going to sing the song, but this is the Tito's. it's like mixing everything. But I love your first single. Like,
pick what we left off. Oh, fuck what it went. Oh, yeah. Too cool. That's like the same thing. It's like the up-tempo vibe.
Yeah, where it's just like you're rapping in a way, but singing. But then when the chorus comes, you're like, na, 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 na. You know, like that, you know? So it's just like, I like that too, because it reminds me, you know? And it's also a mixture of like what is trending now.
And it also helps too. I think being a new artist, I'm also playing around with sounds and vibes.
Right.
For me, like the 90s R&B, slow, vibey, that's my lane too. I fuck with a lot of new shit too, so I think that's where I kind of fused the both into my music. But I think at the point that I'm at now is like putting out stuff and seeing what resonates with people. It all resonates with me first.
Exactly.
I fuck with it. I'm not putting it out.
Exactly.
And it's just more about seeing like what other people fuck with and what other people put out. I write and make a lot of music, and a lot of it is just for me.
Right.
Honestly, and it's just like, I don't care whoever. It may not see the light of day, but just playing around with different sounds and just see what works for me, honestly. So.
But a lot of this music comes from you as in, like.
Yeah, me as in me. I think when I first got back into songwriting, when I had no intention.
Because you write all your stuff, right?
Yeah, I write all my stuff.
Okay.
I had no intentions of putting anything out. I think that's when shit was like the most genuine. I always try to like. Remember, like, what mindset I was in, like, when I made that, of, like, not having any pressure of, like, oh, people asking for new music or stuff like that. And honestly, just writing just because I want to write. I throw in a beat, get lit a little bit. I might smoke a little bit, might drink a little bit. But I'm still, you know what I'm saying? For me, like, a lit-ass Friday night for me is I could stay in the crib and I could just write.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I wake up like, oh, shit, I wrote some shit last night, or, you know what I'm saying? But, like, my hobby is my little turn-up.
No heartbreaks yet.
I love it. He's in love. Rashawn is in love.
He don't got the heartbreak records yet.
She's so beautiful. No, not to put you out there like that, but his shorty is beautiful.
Beautiful, like, gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
Shout out my girl.
Yeah, I'm saying
she's wild supportive too.
So no heartbreak record.
We're wild supportive. Yeah, that's what's up. You have somebody like that. That's
God.
You need that.
Send me someone like that.
That.
I think I saw like a meme where it was like, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, what is the entrepreneur relationship? Like, what is the key for that? And it's like, tough, number one, be their assistant. It said like, be their assistant and support them. Like, but it's true though. Like, it's not even like, oh, like to try to use them. It's like, how do you involve?
It's just a form of being supportive and just being.
How do you
there.
Be romantically involved with an entrepreneur? Mm-hmm. Is like. Okay, be my assistant or two. And it's not even trying to like discredit you or nothing like that. It's just like, because you're on the go, you know, you're on the go, you're trying to make shit happen.
And that's the person that's right there too.
Exactly.
So it's like, I think for that person to be valuable, you know what I'm saying, in that way as well,
or
and
to
supportive,
just fit into
just
your
like,
life, you know, your lifestyle.
Yeah.
And, of course, supporting them 100%.
Yeah, that support is a big thing. Like I said, I also know, like, a lot of other artists. And I think going through music, a lot of people have little rough patches in their own relationship because of, like, you have to commit a lot of time to music or your craft or, like, whatever you're doing.
And your partner has to understand.
They got to understand that. They got to understand you being at these networking events, being in studios late. Being around, you know what I'm saying, women, if you're a girl, being around guys and just being comfortable and having to trust that person. So being 1,000% supportive in that role is dope. It's definitely needed.
You need that.
Type of creative. Yeah.
It's motivation, and it's like, it's more of like, it's necessary. Because it's, you know, it drives you, man. Like, you lose confidence in yourself when you don't have nobody paying attention or even anybody supporting you.
Facts.
So it's necessary. It's needed. I like that. It's very cute. You know. I mean, I'm waiting for the heartbreak record. I'm sorry. I need the heartbreak record. That's when you feel it the most. I got
a few of those in the tuck too.
In
it's
the tuck.
So like, I know I'm a new artist. So it's like, I don't want to throw out too many like.
Nah.
Too
but
much so early. So
I
like,
mean, I feel like you
I'm
need to not. You
too.
Don't need to do anything. Don't listen. You don't have to do anything that I'm saying. But I want to hear it because, like I said, when it comes from. You know, from anybody that's going through a heartbreak or a loss, or like you feel that, like you because the emotion comes out in the music.
It's very relatable.
So it's very, and it's very relatable, yeah, depending on, you know, what it is. Like, even if it's not, it's like I've heard records that I've been like, damn, she going through that? Like, or he going, yeah, through that shit? Like, my bad, bro. Like, yo, sorry to hear that.
Yo, niggas' worst experiences is like the best art.
The greatest. But, yes, you know,
somebody goes through some heartbreak. It's like, oh, we about to get some fire music from him.
All right. I love it. So I think to come to a conclusion where it's just like, as us, like, you know, as quote unquote older generation, but I don't feel like we're old, you know, and all that stuff is just
not
like
old.
Us not schooling, like, not you as old. A DJ, like, you're still schooling that group, you know, like, of course, it's a mixture of your crowd, you know, but it's like you still playing that, which I appreciate, you know, and all that stuff is very important to for people to know. But also that mix of hip hop and like R&B is just what it is right now, you know. So
gotta deal with the times, gotta like keep up with it, you know.
R&B is still out here.
It's still there. It's just,
I think, I mean, her the artist winning a Grammy at her age, wait, and all
two
stuff,
Grammys
is a big, is a
at
big
21.
Big. I know, it's a big ass step, especially because her music
with
is
no
not mainstream.
Singles.
Her music is not mainstream and is very R&B.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that, especially coming from a female. Okay. So yeah, shout out to that. But I just think, like, as an artist, like, I hope that you still like influence and have like, and you just know like the people that came before you, and the same thing with you, Q. Where
of course,
like,
of course,
you're gonna still like keep promoting that and all that stuff. So, all right, we're gonna jump into this game that I love called Out the Window, and this is okay. So you guys could decide. We can usually the game standard is one word. So like we choose the word love. Right. And then we have to think of songs that have the word love in it. And I'll start it off and then I could jump it and slap
by saying
it.
Jump the window.
Yeah. And slap it to slap
out
it.
The window.
Yeah. To anyone that, you know, I want. And then you have to be on point and think of a word that a song.
It's either a word or a group.
A song.
Song. So I'm saying, but are you doing groups or are you doing words?
That's what I'm saying. I want to ask you guys. Do you want to do like artists or do you want to do a word?
We can go out.
I'd rather the easiest one. I think
artists is
it's
the easiest.
It's a continuous, like, you singing.
It's like concentration.
Boom,
yeah,
sing,
it's like
concentration.
Yeah, exactly.
Boom.
In a 2 second span.
In a 2 second
span.
No, it's
a 3 second span.
Yeah.
Three, two. So
yeah,
after you say out the window, three, two, one.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, exactly. So we could use a word.
So the very last word that you say, and then you
No. I could pick anywhere. Like, let's say the word. Usually I pick love because it's easy, you know? Like, and then I'm just like singing a song that has the word love in it. I can sing as long as I want, but you won't know what I'm gonna, who I'm gonna slap it to, like who I'm gonna give it to. So I can be like, out the window, out the window, cue, and then he has to come up. Okay, what's a song that has love in it? You know, so we can try that, or we could just do like Drew Hill songs, and then, you know, I could just start off and start singing Drew Hill songs.
Have a category,
and then exactly.
Me.
So.
Okay.
What you want to do, categories or a word? Let me know real quick. I think let's start off with categories.
Let's go with categories.
Okay, let's go with categories.
I'm with that.
You know, I'm just going to stick with Drew Hill because I am a fan. So I'm just going to start with, okay, so out the window, the category is Drew Hill. Let me start it off. Sorry, oh fuck!
Wait, how you start?
You should see my face. I'm looking like.
All I heard was.
Okay.
Let me say. Yo, it may sound crazy.
So hold on, wait. Here goes my shit. All right, so here goes my
Beauty
thing.
Beauty is her name.
Yo, every time you fuck up, you gotta take a shot.
Okay.
Fuck that. Whoever drops
so
the ball.
I can sing however I want. This is the thing. You can sing.
You gotta make the fucking lyrics make sense. They gotta be lyrics behind these shits.
Okay, so the chorus goes, "Beauty is her name."
Uh huh.
Out the window, cue.
Oh man. Step one, walk through that door. Step two, tell him he's not like he was before. Out the window, Rashawn.
I love you And even though I said that you could leave me,
yeah,
I want another chance just to adore
ooh.
You.
Ooh.
Cause I still believe in you and me.
Okay.
Shoot.
Ooh. I'm thinking of Cisco. Thong.
No. That wasn't a Drew Hill. That shot. She said, Ooh. Where we at? Where we at with it? Give me that.
Oh, damn.
Give me that. You fucking up. Give me that.
I'm still thinking.
Nah, you're dumb, bro.
Oh, she still got to go?
You still got to go. Damn. And you got to take this shot.
I have this drink. Oh, no. I finished it.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a sip.
Okay, fine.
I'm going to give you a sip.
Okay, Q, you take it over.
I'm going to take it over. I got you. Oh, no. Take a swig.
Okay. Salud.
That's how it goes. Yeah, that's how it goes. No. Mm-mm. Yes. Because I had one.
Damn, I don't even know which one is the water.
Oh, so.
Oh, there you go.
All right, so since you lost, I'm going to change the category.
Okay, what's the category?
Mary J. Blige.
Ooh.
We're going to go into some Mary J. Ooh. All right. Here we go. Why can't we work it out, my Ooh. Baby? Can't we try? You said our love would always stand the test of time. Why can't we work it out, my baby? Can't we try? Out the window with Sean. Let's go.
You are everything. And everything is you. You are everything.
Ooh, this fire.
And everything is you.
It might have been too easy.
It's all because of you. I'm never sad and blue. You brighten up my day in your own special way.
You're
never around. I'm never feeling out the window.
Hey, no, I'm not gonna cry.
I'm not gonna shed no tears. Yeah.
No, I'm not gonna cry. It's not the time. Cause you're not worth my tears.
I like that.
Out the window, Q.
All I really want is to be happy. And to find a love that's mine. It'll be so sweet. Out the window, A.
Oh, fuck! I'm trying to go. What's that song with fucking...
Three.
No. Who's the...
Two.
Terrence Howard. Where Terrence Howard in the video?
One. We gonna get it twisted tonight.
No, wait. What's the song with Terrence Howard in the video?
Terrence Howard?
It's a recent one. Is one of the recent ones.
One of
to be without
Mary J.
Yes.
I know.
And I can't sleep without you, baby.
Oh, damn. That's sorry to hear that. That's not what I heard, though. So go ahead. I'm going to let you be an adult and pour your own and do what you got to do.
Fine.
Pour up real
Rashawn,
quick.
You take Rashawn, the category.
Yeah, you got to take the category. Go ahead. Hold it. See, that's how you fuck the head up. Don't be telling me to play games out here. Get my woo.
Music Soul Child.
Ooh.
Said my mind's gone half crazy. Cause I can't leave you alone. And I'm wondering if it's worth me holding on. Out the window.
Love.
Ooh.
So many people use your name in vain.
I like that.
Love through all the ups and downs,
the joys and hurts.
Out the window, cute.
Teach me how to love. Show me the way to surrender my heart.
Uh-huh.
Girl, I'm so lost. Teach me how to love. How I can get my emotions involved. Teach me. Out the window, Rashawn. Let's go. That's that shit.
Three,
two,
one. You know, so beautiful.
Ooh.
I want to give all my love to you, girl.
Not just tonight, but the rest of your life.
I want to give all my love to you, girl.
He body
out the window.
Ooh.
Boom, 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 boom,
Hold on, what he said?
Hey,
girl, I might, this might seem strange, but let me know if I'm out of order or step into you this way. See, I've been watching you for a while, and hey, I just gotta let you know that I'm really feeling your style. Out the window, hey, let's go.
I don't know anymore.
You know what's gonna happen?
I know.
So you know what's gonna happen. I'm not trying to pressure you. Just can't stop thinking about you.
All right, listen.
You really, really need to take this motherfucking shot.
Yo. All right. Well, okay, let's do one more round.
She been out the loop, bro. She been taking these shots left and right.
Okay, the category is. Nah, y'all too good. Y'all
You got it. Give me something.
I'm staging me.
Give me something.
I think the Tito's is just fucking blocking my mind. But let's do motherfucking 112.
112?
This is the category. Ooh, there you go, my alarm. Mm. This is the category. Here 112 we go. Songs.
Go.
Bruh. Bruh.
Reading it on the clock.
I have so many in my mind so that I'm kind of like.
Give us
I'm
one.
I'm trying to.
All right, here we go. I'm good. I'm good to go.
Fuck.
I'm good to go.
Cupid. You know that song, Cupid.
You better fucking sing these lyrics.
If
you
don't
sing these lyrics, my nigga.
Cupid.
There you go.
Hey.
Yeah.
But you won't know unless you give it a try.
There you go.
Out the window for Sean.
Ooh.
We can do it anywhere. I can love you in the shower. Both of our bodies dripping wet on the patio. We can make night do a for day. As I softly pull your hair, we can do it anywhere.
Seem too hot.
Out the window.
The bed runs to the floor.
But you know what I'm going to do? That's my shit. Turn you
up. You look like Lil Zane.
What is this? Numbers in your pocket. I remember when you used to throw those shots away. Why do you wanna keep in touch now? Who gave you a reason?
Hey.
To ask out the window. Hey, let's get it. Give me another one.
Cream. Hey. I love it because you know that I'm a fiend.
That's right.
Getting freaking into my bunny limousine. Getting freaking. Hey. Know what I mean? Peaches and cream. Out the window. Cue.
Ooh. Three.
Two. One.
You're supposed to be like bad boy. I see you.
Yeah. I ain't wanna go there. I was gonna go with the Mace and Mason 112. Oh, that love me and hold me and kiss. Love me, let go. That was my Nah, I gotta take this shot. I gotta throw that
no,
back.
No, I love that. I love 112. I used to wash dishes to that shit growing up. Nah, dead ass. Mommy's be like, wash the dishes. I'm like,
see, that's
okay.
History. That's history.
Part
right
three,
there.
That 112, 112 part 112 three.
112
taught
me how to get the crevices.
Right. the crevice.
Nigga said the crevice.
I see you.
Looking at me. What a bottle at?
No, yeah.
That bottle. What a bottle. What's the bottle?
The bottle's right here.
I need that. I mean,
What you guys want to do? We could play one more round.
I'll go one more.
Okay, let's do one more.
I'll go one more because, you know, niggas is nice like that. I get to choose category, no?
Yo, this shit, I thought it was going to be so nice and then got fucking...
Nope.
On it.
Yo, I'm so
intoxicated.
Good at this stuff, yeah. But when you on a spot and...
Exactly.
It's hard to think when somebody else singing and you into it.
Exactly.
Right. I was into that.
Because Mary, I know a million Mary songs,
right.
But on the spot, I was like,
oh, shit.
I'm like, who's Mary?
Baby, there's no need to tell you. That's that
okay.
Shit, too.
Okay, I'm going to start with Genuine. Anxious. Email 11:30. I love when we talking dirty, cause I'm so. I'm sorry, guys. Out the window, Rashawn.
Three. Shit. I can't think of
two.
Oh, waiting.
Jump on it. Let's do it.
Hey.
Ride it. my pony, my saddles, waiting, coming, jump on it.
Out the window, Q. Okay, so since you want to take it there with my man Genuine.
I didn't even want to go there. I really did.
You said So Anxious already, right?
Yes.
3, 2. I'm on 2. I didn't want to. I don't like doing that.
I don't like doing the
differences. My whole life has changed since you came in. I knew back then you were that very, very special one. So deep in love, you made my life complete. You are so sweet. No one compete. I'm glad you came into Brought me with your love. Cause you my other side. Out the window, Rashad.
You can say I'm tripping, but I'm thinking I can't hide it. Wanna keep you all to me.
This is fire.
I'm selfish.
I try to
fight. I feel like I'm on WBLS.
You're the only one. You're the only one.
Yes.
To claim me.
Yeah, yeah.
Out the window. At all.
Oh, you guys don't know about this.
What?
I'd rather be superhuman. Rain made out of stone. I'd rather not feel what I'm feeling. To not love you, baby, I'd rather have the strength of 10 men.
Damn, girl, she knows this song.
Never resist the love strong as this. To not care like I do. I'd rather be superhuman.
That was fire. That was fire. That was fire.
It just felt like a finale.
Yeah,
rather
that was fire.
Yeah.
And it was no shots. It was no shots given out.
I loved it. No shots given out. That's just that last one.
It was no shots given out. God damn it. We was good.
I didn't take the whole shot you gave me.
I avoided all shots.
Oh my God, you guys were so good. Thank you so much. I think this wraps up.
This game just made me go add mad shit to my playlist.
You feel me?
When I walk out of here.
Right?
You feel me?
I'm so excited. I got my own TV.
Maybe even on CD. They don't change in me. Woo! I can only be me. Woo! That nigga G-Y had joy.
That first album, I don't know if niggas even listened to it.
Timbo production.
Yo, that first album.
You gotta pay attention. That's what I'm saying. You gotta pay attention to a lot of that shit. Like, these young niggas can't run around, oh, Timbo's my favorite, anything. That nigga, he put his arm and leg in those albums, and Aaliyah's albums, and Missy's albums, and Genuine's albums, Magoo, like that. Yo, yes. Holding down VA. Him and Pharrell had a little run back in the day. It was a group called Surrounded by Idiots. That was their names.
Oh yeah, I just found out about that. Like a couple years ago.
VA was holding it down, bro. Like them niggas, Timbo's the man, bro. But that album, Jesus, same OG.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you guys.
When I close my eyes,
see, we about to be in here having a sing off.
Yes,
easy love is holding me.
We about to have a sing off.
Close my eyes.
You better sing it, nigga.
Start thinking things easy. I am your man, only when you're lonely. I was too bounce, that's when you'd want me.
Hey.
I am your man. That's my shit.
Only when you're lonely. He has a lot of good
that's
ones.
That's my shit.
I wish we can stay here forever. I wish you can stay here forever and just sing along, but let's get into our train ride. So this is one for fun. Did you guys have fun with this topic?
I had mad fun.
I definitely had fun. Yes. I was definitely taking shots and drinking and talking about getting in my feelings.
Yes.
It's going to be in my every game night routine.
Yeah, I am going to throw this in my game night. I ain't going to front.
Yes, is, out the window is lit.
Definitely like, a game night joint.
That's how we got to bring R&B back.
Exactly.
Game night.
And if they don't know, they just gonna go home and they just gonna go home and do their homework.
Exactly. It's gonna make you listen.
If they're gonna be tight, oh, you're directing it to me because I'm taking too many shots. No, nigga, you just don't know shit. Now you gotta go home and do your homework.
Exactly. I had my fun too. Okay, we're gonna transfer over to our two train. This is two for your mistakes. Were you ever mistaken about the subject or made any mistakes from about involving the subject? I know. Q, let's be real. You were just like, what the fuck? I'm confused.
Yeah, I was confused about that.
And I take full responsibility, like Jordan Woods.
I was confused as fuck.
Because I hit him up and I was like, yo, Q, you trying to be the guest host? But I think it was more or less where it was just like,
are you trying to be the guest? So,
you know, I wanted him to be both, but it's just like, you know, when like, you hit someone up that you know that you don't give like the full detail.
And I'm just like, let's do it. Anything for you.
Exactly. And like, I appreciate that.
Right. And I get this fucking resume I got to fill out. And I'm like,
he's like, these are just fucking phrases.
What the hell is that? I was like, these are fucking. Like the first one, I had to fill out two, apparently. Which I didn't have. Oh, I sent the wrong one. I'm like,
all right, Q, we got it.
With all the subjects and stuff?
Yeah, bro. Okay. I'm like, the fuck? But it was, listen, fun nonetheless. I was fucking confused. But you said two for your mistake. I didn't hear the second part. I'm sorry.
No, it was just like two for your mistakes. Were you ever mistaken about the subject matter or made any mistakes about involving the
today
subject. Yeah.
No.
So anything you said you want to take back?
Nah. I think I'm good. I think we like kind of like narrowed it down.
How about you,
Rashawn?
You were more or less like you knew where.
No. Everything made sense to me.
Okay, yeah. I don't take back what I said. I still need a hurt track from Rashawn. I need that pain.
I mean, Cruel Intentions.
I need to hear that pain.
Cruel Intentions is kind of a hurt one.
Nah. I need to hear like a broken heart.
Pick up where we left off is kind of like that.
Yeah.
I'll show you out a video.
But did you feel that hurt? You got to feel that hurt. I need a record like that. I need to hear that.
I'm gonna let you see the video after.
Then we're gonna get take it from there.
And then also, moving forward, this is another person I can reach out to and be like, yo, let me get your honest ear.
Opinion. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause I'm definitely.
I love that, and I always force all my friends.
Yeah, man.
Like, I don't want no yes men around me. Give me the full shit. My friends will also be like, nah, I ain't fucking with that one.
Yeah, you gotta get the real before you get anything, bro. You need that in your
grounded people around you,
man. Because you gotta stay grounded as well. So yeah, you already know you're gonna take each other's masks.
Yes. Okay, we're going to transfer over to the five train. This is five for guys. How does the subject matter hinder or help men?
As far as R&B?
Yes.
Get in touch with your feelings, really. I mean, shit, he's a fucking R&B singer. I can fucking, you know.
I mean, you like, play it, though.
Yeah, I play it. And I relate to it. Yeah. It's like, it's songs that, I mean, music is such a powerful thing in general. Like, yes. I can be in a funky mood and hear music. And it'll take me out of it, or it'll put me deeper in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, music has so much control over anything and everything that we do without even noticing. You know what I mean? Right. Like, even if it's just a simple melody in your head, like, your body's moving. Like, your feet are tapping. Your fingers are moving. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going with the rhythm of something that you don't even, that's not even present in front of you, but it's stuck in your head.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, it's such a powerful thing. So, when it comes to, like, R&B, like, yo, it's that shit is putting me through heartbreak. That shit is lifting me up. Mm-hmm. That shit has told me, you know, that shit is like try to teach me how to love. You know what I mean? Like, right. Or like, you know, I've written my best love letters because of off of the stem of an R&B song. So it's, you know, R&B helps me out every day. Music helps me out every day, but R&B
so
is
as men, like, do you think like men need to listen more to R&B?
I think men, I think so. I agree. I think men need to be in touch with themselves. That's really what it is. Like,
right.
R&B comes from you being in touch with yourself and your feelings and just letting it out instead of just, you know, always cursing. Right? I'm the nigga. It's like, yo,
there's a balance.
There's a healthy balance from it.
A lot of those dudes like Donnell Jones, niggas from Jagged Edge, these was also Jodeci. These is also like rough ass niggas.
They were rough niggas.
Singing, you know what I'm saying?
Like, so, say what you want. That nigga Trey Songz is thorough, nigga. That nigga is a gangster.
Don't get me into, ooh, we should have done a trigger one.
Yo, Trey Songz.
Because I could have done, I could have done the yeah. other and the trigger.
Trey Songz is gangster.
But she's still here.
Yeah, and you hear his voice, you hear his, all that sex appeal, all that.
Yo,
that nigga is gangster.
Album.
That nigga is thorough.
That camera phones. All right.
He got some joints, but now, like I said, that nigga's gangster.
I think for guys, I think one, it works from hearing it from two guys, two different points of views. I mean, even when I started doing R&B music, I think my friends didn't, like, even when I was like, I'm doing music, niggas just automatically assume like, oh, you rapping, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But yeah, I mean, R&B music is usually, I mean, it comes from a guy and a girl being in a relationship, so that's what it is. So
that's what it is.
I think a lot more women are more in tune with R&B than a lot of guys are now.
Yes.
And it hits more, like, it's longer rather than certain songs you might hear, it's like, for now, but... A lot of R&B songs is like timeless, so get into it.
Yeah, that's yes. a fact. He's the R&B Sheck West. That's what yes. I'm going to call him, bro.
There we
he
go.
He physically looks like Sheck.
Sheck
I'm
Ra.
I'm going to say, yeah, Sheck Ra or some shit like that. He's the R&B yeah. Sheck West, bro. Right.
We're going to transfer over to the 6 Train, and this is 6 for Chicks. How does this subject matter hinder or help women?
How does this subject hinder or help women?
Yes.
Nigga be like, ooh, he's so in touch with his feelings.
You could ask that. Yeah,
I mean, Vershawn, even our listeners just hearing you sing, yeah. they're probably going to be like, ah.
Hey, I hope. Hey, go follow me.
Yes.
RA underscore
We're
going to
do that later. But I think it's just like you said, just keep it in tune. Like, I think for us women, like, we could relate more to, you know, the hurt and the pain. Because R&B also has hurt and pain besides joy in it, of course. But most of it came from, like, hurt and pain.
Hurt and pain,
so, yeah, I think they can relate to it.
I think hold people accountable. If you say you fuck with music, I know when I say that, people are like, oh, you listen to so-and-so? Who you listen to? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hold people accountable. Throw people on their shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's transfer over to the G Train. And this is, as a guest, Rashawn, how do you think your contribution to the topic helped us or our listeners?
I think it helped because I'm an outsider. It's just another perspective, but I think it's relatable into people who's doing regular shit, pursuing a dream. I just think it's just very relatable. I think we all relate and... In the same sense, in different ways,
Whether it's music or feeling, like it's very relatable. A lot of this topic was very relatable to a lot of everyday shit.
Even honestly. The game, it was just like, oh, like you
yeah,
know,
even our, the game,
our reactions to the songs,
yeah,
that we
man,
was coming
and,
up with.
And we like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure if somebody's is gonna listen to this, they gonna want to play that game, and they gonna want to fucking do their homework on that. You know what I'm saying? Like on their music, and want to actually be, you know, able to interact and shit like that.
That
when
game
it comes
will
to
bring
that.
a room together.
Yeah,
that's your shit too.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna and it's gonna be I'm never gonna live it down. But if I bring that game anywhere around my friends, going, oh, cause you're a DJ. It's like, yo, shut the fuck up. Like, I just want to play a game.
My game, my rules. Fuck out of here.
Right? Yeah, my game, my rules. Most of the time, we play these games. You in my fucking house, so we gonna play this game. So we gonna make it happen. But yeah, I mean, this definitely is like a. This definitely was like a. It gives perspective.
Yeah.
Right.
A lot of shit.
All right, let's transfer over to the L Train. And what lesson did you learn?
We're not taking no L's out here.
Yeah, no L's.
We're not taking no fucking L's out here, B.
We always be
shitting
like,
me.
Any L's, but we also say lessons because we think L's, no matter what, are lessons. So any lesson did you learn from this subject matter?
That the game is the game. You just got to know how to move in it. The game is the game. Mm. You could play chess or checkers in this game. You never know
feeling
how
feeling out
fall.
Your crowd or right? Feeling out the people who support you and just knowing like, okay.
The game is the game, man. You got to know what's going on.
I think the more my lesson from this is the more I interact with other creatives, I realize that we're all the same in so many ways. And so it's like whenever you have doubt about yourself, just know that the next creative is doing the same shit. You know what I'm saying? So niggas got to stay motivated as possible and motivate each other.
Do not lose focus. Stay motivated. Don't take shortcuts. Don't let other people's accomplishments be your foundation. Mm-hmm. Do not, because that shit will literally wither you down. You got to start your own foundation. You got to build different buildings. Somebody can build, you know, somebody can build the projects and you can build a skyscraper. You know what I mean? Like, don't ever, ever, ever let somebody else's accomplishments be something that you have to do. You don't have to do anything that somebody else does. You do what you have to do for yourself, for the ones that you love. And that's it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
All right. And then we're going to transfer over to our last train, which is the D train, which is debrief.
This is mad stops.
Exactly. The last
stop.
This
is mad transfers, my nigga. Like, you know how mad I would be if I had to go get some ass right now to go transfer to all these trains, my nigga?
Well, you would have done it. You would have done it.
It depends. It depends. It depends. That mouth got to be fire for that shit, bro.
Okay, so this is the D train and this is debrief. Does this subject matter need to be rectified? If so, what are some possible solutions we can draw in an effort to move forward? R&B, it does need to be rectified.
I'll say my thing is, like, when I hear new music, I just send it to people. I'm good at, like, picking up on people's tastes, like if we talk about music, right. And if I feel like I'm listening to something that somebody will fuck with, I'll send it to them. I'm like, yo, what you think about this? And I think that's just kind of like putting good music out, you know what I'm saying? Sharing good music with a neighbor, with a friend, a group chat, you know what I'm saying? And it just sparks from there. So I'm always trying to put people on to new artists that I find, which I think is
a good strategy. I like that, too.
I like that.
Like, just, like, keep schooling people, yeah. Like, in a low-key way, you know, mm-hmm. where it's just like, oh, tell me if you like this, you know? The same for me.
Exactly. It's also so many new artists that people just don't know that they out there. So, I mean, it could be somebody so dope that somebody fuck with and they don't even know it.
Yeah, that's how people get discovered, mm-hmm. you know? Like,
word of
that's
mouth.
How it goes. The word of fucking mouth.
Word of mouth.
And, you know, I mean, I think I'm content with this.
You think you're content?
I think it's more of like, R&B is very, like, we need that regardless of anything. Like, we need that in our everyday. Like I said, you're more in touch with who you are.
Your feelings. It sounds so cliche and corny, but whatever, like your feelings.
Nah, man, like.
No, like, because if you think, like, I'm like saying, like, your feelings, like, it does sound like.
It really, like, I went through heartbreak.
It sounds
like,
corny, but that's what it is.
That's what it is.
That's what niggas really go through.
I went through heartbreak. I lost a parent. Like, I, like, you know, I lost a basketball game. Like, you know what I mean? I felt like I was depressed.
Right.
You know, it's like this music either brought me back or even gave me that feeling to where I had to let it out enough to where it's like, all right, I feel better. You know what I mean? And I'm just listening to a track like that. So it's like, I feel like people need to know, like, this subject, like, yes. as far as R&B, the old and the new. That's my beef. Old and I need you need to know all of it. All of that shit. And, you know, and like I said, I'm happy that, you know, we have Rashawn out here to like actually like pave the way for like the new.
Exactly.
You need to give us the new, man.
You have a good mix.
You have a good mix of everything.
Balance. Like, not even make sure a balance of like the new and the old.
And you got to make it happen, bro. Mm-hmm. And you definitely got to keep it going. Like, you know, like you said before, it's like, it's not going to happen tomorrow, but you keep it going, and bro, sky's the limit. Even though there's you know, there's footsteps on the moon, man. Like, you can you can do whatever it is that you got to do, bro, and you're holding it down. So I applaud you, bro.
Yes.
I definitely applaud you, bro.
That's definitely motivation.
Yeah, man, keep it going. Don't stop for nobody, bro. Don't stop for nobody.
I appreciate
you. You got a strong foundation. Keep that shit going, man. Exactly. This is a talented man. Everybody should know him.
Exactly.
And everybody should, you know, support him, follow him. He got to do the plug.
Exactly.
We're gonna plug everything. Okay, my man, plug his shit.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap right now.
First, I appreciate y'all, but I'm also amongst other talented people as well, so we are definitely gonna be here supporting each other.
Of course.
So shout out to y'all. But y'all can follow me on Instagram or all platforms, RA_SHWN. For any updates, music videos, visuals, any shows coming up. Also, I have a show. It's like a show, a presentation premiere in the Apple Store in Williamsburg coming up April 27th. I'm gonna be giving out more details on that. But yeah, I'm just be doing something dope in the Apple Store in Williamsburg in April. So follow me to keep
fire.
Updated on
It's a good look. It's a good look. Right
Apple
there.
Store. Okay, New York Dose is gonna be in the building. Let us know when that is, and we can cover
you.
And you know, like, just be there to support you too.
Appreciate that.
Up. See, yes, love is love.
So Rashawn. Okay, Q. Where can we follow you?
You can
and
follow
everything?
Me on everything. Yo, YOOQ the DJ on everything. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that good shit. I'm always talking shit. Don't be offended by anything that I say. I don't disrespect women. You know what I'm saying? I love my queens, black, white, Puerto Rican, whatever. I don't care. I love my women.
Yes.
I love everything about life. I'm an anime junkie. But I love music first. Like, I love music more than anything. And like I said, more importantly, I thank everybody for support. So whatever support you give me,
yes,
you automatically family. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just follow me on everything and, you know, I'll keep you in tune on what's going on and shit. New York Dose, this has been a blast. I was not.
It's dark outside.
And it's dark outside. When the sun was up. And crazy shit is. And it's the crazy shit. I was going to see, because last night I had to work last night and pop up.
Right.
But I was going to bring some, you know, some liquor through and like throw in a game. Oh, I'm a guest host, so I'm going to throw in a game and like get my little woo on. And so I was like, I'm going to bring something through. But I was so hungover and so like, I woke up like,
you don't have to bring nothing through. We got but you here we, at the New
right.
Coast.
And then I'm drinking Tito's. Shout out to Tito's twisted. Again. You I'm already twisted. Know. And I got to go out and keep the day going. So, but again, exactly. New York Dose, thank you. A Boogie, you already know.
That's thank you. I'm like, no, man. For real. Thank you guys so much.
For holding it down.
Like, I really appreciate it. And, again, you can find me at Adeloso09 on Instagram, Adeloso on Twitter, and at The New York Dose on every platform you can think of, Facebook, Twitter, fucking IG. You guys already know what it is.
Everything. Follow on everything, nigga. That's my nigga AD. No Pelicans, nigga. You already know the fucking vibes.
She also held mad hats today, so shout out to her for that.
Yo, exactly.
Word. And she held it down. She was a photographer. She was a fucking stylist.
A coordinator.
She was a fucking bartender. She was a coordinator. Yo. She was doing all that shit.
She was a DJ
at one point, bro. I'm the DJ in the room.
On her fucking face
the whole time. Making sure that we good, man. She's holding it fucking down.
I
fucking love it. Shitting me.
I was a little clumsy.
Yeah, she was clumsy as shit. Don't get it fucked up. But
I don't care.
She held it down.
But
she held
shout
it
out
the fuck
to
down.
To a studio for holding it down. For you know, they sent us these headphones. And if you guys want these headphones, studio.com. Make sure you put New York Dose at the checkout. You get 50% off. 15% off, not 50, my bad. You get 50% off at checkout, so please shout out to Studio. They're from Australia, actually.
You heard?
And they sent us these headphones, so shout out to them, and we're so grateful. Shout out to Nakim by Nakim.
OC.
And you can get 10% off at checkout if you put New York Dose again. So do that.
And again,
this episode was produced by the board of the New York Dose, hosted by the Karma Dioxide Network. Our audio engineer was moi.
Our
editor is Brooke. Okay, our other co-founder. And photos were done by us, by me. And shout out to the rest of the team over at YouTube, Monet, Mahaya, Eden, G Lou, you already know. Don't forget to stay dope, stay dose, and stay New York.
You
it's
heard?
New York Dose, baby.
That's how we fucking do it. That's how you fucking enter it. You heard? That's how you fucking do it. We here with the woe.
Before you leave,
here's a message from our Carbon Dioxide Network brothers
over at Taste Your Tongue.
Let that shit out.
What's up, everyone? I go by Mars and I run the Taste Your Tongue podcast. Taste your tongue is an expression originating in the West Indies, which means think before you speak. Sounds simple, right? And yet there's so many people nowadays who forget to do so. On Taste Your Tongue, we make it a point to combat this reckless habit. So tune in every Monday on iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud as we think about everyday problems and then speak about possible solutions for them. Everyone speaks, but not everyone tastes their tongue. And that's where we come in.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
F-
fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
I know they said something about some beef that we had.
This shit is dumb good.
You mad tight, yo.
Hey, yo, that ass be?
Better like. Yo, that shit is whack.
This shit about to be lit.
Nah, you farting, my nigga. Look at me again and you gonna catch these hands.
You big man or little man?
You would have thought you was getting that money back.
That's mad OD.
I'm not pussy. Fuck out of here.
Out of here, my nigga. Like, what?
Tu sabes.
Estamos aquí, estamos lindo.
Hey, better like, the fuck? Miss, like, hey, yo.
Bye, but like,
DK.